Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Don't forget all the things that are there, including my newsletter, which you can subscribe to. It's free, as well as our blog, which is free. The newsletter comes out on Sunday. My email, the blog, is every weekday we update it, and that keeps all the things that we do today and this week and last week right up front. And so you can come and get it, or we'll send it to you, and lots of other stuff that you can use there. Thousands of resources that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including the body of work that Rob Jollis has deposited with us over the years. Rob is one of our top salesmanship experts. He's the author of a number of books on that topic, including customer-centered selling, and his new book is called The Way of the Road Warrior, and it's all about people who are out on the road with their kit bags selling, and he's our good friend. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Thanks.
It's good to have you back. What's going on these days?
Well, first of all, I don't know if I told you this, but I actually have a new sales book out called Mental Agility, The Path to Persuasion.
I remember now.
My publisher's been after me for years, and the tough part about writing this one was it's hard to look at your publisher and say, I really haven't changed my mind. I kind of agree with what I said the last time. But now what I did really was just try and work more on the implementation side. And rather than tell people it's not a good idea to ask questions and listen anymore, just give them as many exercises and activities to kind of hone that skill.
Well, now you realize I don't have that new book, right?
It's on the way, sir.
All right, that's good. Okay, what's on your mind today?
Well, I really was kind of looking for a topic, and then I was ready to go yesterday. I was in Denver, and I was following another speaker, and we don't take shots at the competition. We'll keep the speaker's name quiet and the presentation quiet. And actually, in the professional speaking world, we really do root for the other speakers because it keeps the audience alive.
Right.
And the guy was a great speaker, but something really bothered me, and here's what it was. There was a statistic that he brought up, which I thought was amazing, and I'm not sure, I can't quote the source, but the stat was for every 60 seconds that a typical salesperson is speaking, is communicating, 49 seconds of that 60 seconds is the salesperson talking, and how that's not a very good idea, and I know that I'm preaching to the choir when I tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
However, the rest of the presentation was based on how to tell stories and to the client. My point being this, I think sometimes we really do teach people to fail. I just kind of was scratching my head going, what an amazing statistic. Why are we spending the rest of the presentation learning how to talk more?
Right, right.
Why can't we get back to a non-instinctive move, which is to ask questions and listen?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great point. I know that it's a point we probably beat up a little bit. But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the show? I mean, if we're not asking questions and listening, we just have to go back to the very basic point.
The more the client talks,
the more they like us.
Exactly. The more everybody talks, whether they're a client or our wife or whatever, that's what I found.
Sure.
is the more my wife talks, I guess to talk, the more she likes me. But but the thing is, Rob, is that the only time you should be telling stories, I think, is when the customer has given you an objection. And you have an opportunity to tell a story about how you solved that objection for somebody else.
Sure. And I can think of another one. Hey, maybe we're with a very social client and we've earned the right to offer a solution.
Right.
And that client's having trouble tying our solution and understanding it. So we bring something to them that they're familiar with and tie the unfamiliar to the familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with this, but I just can't preach as a sales training method why it would be important to obsess on storytelling.
Another thing, Rob, and you didn't know I was going to say this, speaking of speakers, I was following a speaker not too long ago, I guess about 6 months ago, and I sat in on a few of his points, and what I noticed was how much of what he was saying was based on things he learned in the 20th century. And okay, you and I always tell my audience, Rob, that 98% of everything that we know we learned in the 20th century, but you know things are different in the 21st century in a lot of ways. And this guy hadn't made any changes in his presentation probably in 20 years. Do you see a lot of that out there?
Oh yeah, I actually and in the speaking world, we're talking about high-priced speakers.
Yeah.
And sometimes a financial company, for instance, before they write the check to you or me. Are already writing a check for $10,000 to $15,000 just to gain access for that 1 hour in front of that client. And what do we see? Somebody wheeling up an overhead projector and talking
oh,
about
yeah.
something from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first things I did in this business when I got out there was not create one keynote, create 10.
Uh-huh.
I think any speaker needs to remind themselves that no matter how in love they are with a certain talk, things do change. Audiences change.
Maybe that's what I need to do to get my fee up to $15,000. Rob, is I need to get me an overhead projector. maybe that's where we're falling down. Let me ask you a question. This is a premise that I've been talking about to some of my audiences. I'd like to get your thoughts on this. What I tell them is all the things that you learned when I look out into an audience, and a lot of them are like us. They've got a little either no hair or gray hair, and they've been around a while, like you and I have. And they learned a lot of things in the 70s and the 80s and even the 90s. And I tell them, the stuff that you learned about selling, the good stuff about what you were saying a minute ago about asking questions and solving, finding solutions, those things are all valid. They're still valid. That you can still use them. Don't throw them away. Once you get inside and you actually are having those kinds of conversations with your prospects. But the way you get in to see your prospects, the way you actually take them from being a suspect to a prospect, that's different today to me. Rob, what do you think?
Absolutely right on the money there. I totally agree. I think once we put them in a chair and we're sitting face to face, that communication pattern really hasn't changed that dramatically. Technology, the way we get there, the visuals we may use change dramatically. But the actual art of the conversation face to face, the same. Getting in there, completely different, because businesses are structured completely differently now than they were 10, 15 years ago.
Well, they start out, in the old days, Rob, when you and I carried a kit bag 20 years ago, 30 years ago, our customers, we were the internet for our customers. We brought them stuff. We brought them information. They don't need that anymore. And I want you to comment on that when we come back after these messages. Rob Jollis is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. He and I will be back right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Rob Jollis, and he's the author of The Way of the Road Warrior and How to Run Seminars and Workshops and Customer-Centered Selling. So just look up Robert L. Jollis with two L's and one E and an O in there, too, and an S on the end. And you can find him on any of the online bookstores. Find him in your local bookstore. Why don't you give us your website, too, Rob?
That's www.jolles.com.
All right, there it is. So check it out. And you do a lot of speaking, don't you? A lot of seminars.
I probably average about 100 seminars a year, but those are a lot of them are tough because I'm not talking about just keynotes. Keynotes are pretty easy on the body. I've had a run of a lot of 2-day and 1-day seminars.
Those are killers.
Yeah, that's it's one of the reasons why I swim and run and work out, because those will take it out of you if you're really going to do those things properly.
If you've never done it before, you can't imagine the energy that it takes to do that.
Well, you're as good as your last seminar, so
that's absolutely right.
I could have a lot of energy in my last five, but if I show up and, I just was working with GE, if I show up and do a 2-day workshop and, I don't know, just don't quite have it that week, that's not a good thing in the speaker's world. So that keeps you hungry and moving.
You don't want to do that if you don't love what you do. You got to love it. You got to love it more than anything. And I think that's maybe one of the best compliments anybody's ever given me after I made a speech or did a breakout or whatever, or a seminar. And, you know, I've had people say, you really love this, don't you?
That's the litmus test. I'll tell you one other really nice thing that I'll hear from time to time, and that is people inquiring how to get into the business. How do you what you do? And when I hear that, I feel very good because I think, well, not only did I probably deliver a pretty damn good seminar today, but I delivered well enough where people really, you know, want to do this themselves.
Well, you made it look easy is what you did, Rob.
Right.
You made it look, if he can do that, I can do it. Back to this selling thing we were talking about, the differences in the way things are in the 21st century. You and I were their internet. I mean, I remember, Rob, I'm a little older than you are, and I remember purchasing agents and customers, business owners. I was literally their eyes and ears in terms of what was going on out there, me and the other people who brought them things. And so they literally wanted to see us come in the door because we brought them stuff, not to mention a joke or two. But now they get jokes by email. They don't need us for that. And they've got the internet. They're much more savvy buyers. And so, I mean, if you stood around in a let's say you had a 50 employee company, and you stood there 30 years ago, you would get run over by you'd have to get in line with all the other salespeople. Today, you could go days and days, and a salesperson never walk in the door.
Yeah, well, I think you got the title of your next book somewhere in there, because the thing that really you hit on that's sticking in my mind is that we were their internet. Mm-hmm. And we were their source of information, and that's why you called us out. But you know what it stresses even more now? Seeing as we're no longer their internet, then exactly what are we? Wait a minute, I've got it.
Right.
We're their trusted business advisor now.
Right.
That's what the internet can't provide. And a trusted business advisor needs to ask questions to questions we already know the answer to, but we have to, a lot of times, let the client paint the picture and let them disclose this type of information to us. So almost like a therapist, they can we can problem solve and consult with them. And thank goodness, so far, Google hasn't figured that one out yet.
Well, the other thing, Rob, is that the internet can help them find out, identify the things that they need, but the internet can't help them determine what they want. And that's what we do, and the internet doesn't provide solutions, and that's what we have to do.
That's exactly right. That's what I mean in terms of we can problem solve and we consult. And guess how we do that? We don't tell stories.
Right.
We don't hammer them with features and benefits. Actually, the internet hammers them with features and benefits and stories. We're the relationship side. And we add value, and in the absence of value, price is always the most important criteria. If you want to do away with price, if you want to create urgency, you have the conversation, not the stories.
Which brings us back to how you get in the door. And if you're trying to get in the door by telling them about the product of the month, well, you're a dead duck.
That's right. You're a walking internet bar.
That's right.
I'm telling you, that's your, you know, let's not talk about that anymore because there's your new book.
That's
a human being with an internet bar wrapped around his head or something, but that's what we have to avoid.
Right. Absolutely. How do we do that?
Well, I think, and if you're not going to like this, but I think we have to go back to basics just a little bit. I think when I said we started our half hour with teaching people to fail, I think we have to, as corporations and companies, remind ourselves that there are repeatable, predictable processes to earn the right to make recommendations. We don't just ask questions and listen. We take those questions and we learn different types of questions that you and I learned as Zeroids that will that will ask second and third level questions about problems and not just hear a problem and offer a solution, but train ourselves to dig deeper, to keep asking, like our 2-year-olds, to keep asking, cuz why, and track it. and that's what a consultant does.
Rob, I'm going to have to wrap it up. Well said. Well done. Thank you for being here as always. We'll see you next time.
All righty.
Rob Jollis, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jollis.com. Check his website out when you get a chance. Got to go for this segment. I'll be back after the news with Pat Buchanan right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.